Good morning, Kansas Land. David Hallhauer, Meadowlark Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils Horticulture with Extension today. Want to hit on a number of topics this week, and we're going to start off in the arena of crop production. We've got a lot of soybeans that are finally getting off and going, some of them further along than others, some of them just planted and getting ready to come out of the ground. And as they do so, sometimes we get a little bit concerned about what that stand may look like and get to do a little bit more looking, find soybean seedling diseases. You know, we treat most of our soybeans, but those seed treatments are designed to protect those seeds or seedlings for about 3 weeks after planting. So if we get in a situation where something is delayed, maybe we don't get those plants up quite as quickly as we had hoped, and we get disease pressure because of certain climatic conditions, or we get a product that maybe doesn't last as long as another one, we can get susceptible varieties that have issues. And so now is a great time to get out there, scout those stands as they are coming up, and see what potential problems there might be. Sometimes it's not a seedling disease at all. It might be due to a herbicide injury or just flat weather conditions, but it's a great opportunity to get out there, find out a little bit more about what diseases you may or may not have and how they fared in this early part of the emergence process. While we still have time, that maybe we can consider doing something about it. If you are concerned about what soybean seedling diseases you might be looking for, there's a great reference from the Crop Protection Network. Be glad to get that in your hands if you want. You can email me at dhallaue@ksu.edu. I'd be glad to get that to you, or contact me via any of our district offices. Also want to hit this morning on some issues that could be potentially arising on the turf grass side. I've looked at a number of turf grass stands over the last 2 to 3 weeks, and some of them do not look very good coming out of winter. And in many cases, these stands actually came out and got started growing and then sort of went backwards. So it's a good idea as you're out there mowing, as you're doing yard work, to kind of take a walk over that turf grass stand and get a second look as to how it might have fared coming out of winter. We've got actually a lot of things going on, I think, in some cases. Some of it is weather that we saw last December. Had a cold snap last December. Maybe some of that turf grass was in a state where it was a little bit sensitive and we set some of it back. Some of it is a little bit of moisture over the last two falls. You know, grass has to get kind of recovered. It has to replenish root reserves adequately going into fall so that those plants can survive the winter and then take off and start to grow next spring. And if we haven't done that appropriately in the fall, then sometimes we can get into some pretty serious problems. We see it a lot of times in our hayland stands, and I think we're seeing it a little bit in some of our turf grass stands as well. Disease could be a potential possibility, but in most cases, most of those diseases like heat, they like humidity, neither of which we've had a great deal of so far that would really cause us to be too concerned about that yet. So it's not a bad thing to take a look, see if you can find disease pressure, but in many cases, a lot of what we're seeing right now is environmental. Now, I hope that for any losses, stand losses that you might have seen in your turf grass, that it's just small areas, but I've actually seen some lawns fairly widely affected. So as you're mowing, again, as you're doing yard work out there, take a walk across that stand. Get a good second look at what things might be looking at, see what turf grasses might have survived, and then start to devise a plan so that this fall, if you do have thin spots, if you do have stands that have suffered a little bit, that we can get on top of them and get started doing something before we get into fall, so that when fall comes, we're ready to plant, ready to overseed, ready to fertilize or do lawn weed control, whatever we need to do. So take a look at those turf grass stands as you have the opportunity. You know, in many cases, a lot of what we do, whether it be on the crop production side or the, you know, turf grass or landscape side, you know, in a lot of cases, we're talking about use of pesticides to combat certain things, whether it be insects that are in the turf or forage, our field production crops, any of those sorts of things. We're often using a herbicide, an insecticide, a fungicide, and proper pesticide use is important. So this is just a reminder as we go into the growing season, as we start to take a second look at using some of those products, that we take a second look at the label. You know, those labels are the law. They are designed as protection for the person that is applying that product. They're designed for protection for the crop or landscape plant that it is being applied to. And it is also designed for consumer safety if any of those crops or plants are going into the food production system. So take a look at that label. Make sure that you understand what it means. I know that they're not easy to read. They take a lot of time. But get a good overview of what that label means so that you know that you are applying the right product in the right place at the right time in an appropriate manner, and are doing so in a way that can be safe for you and those around you. Hope everybody has a great weekend. This has been David Hallhauer, Meadowlark Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils Horticulture with Extension today.